Outdoor Power Equipment, services outdoor power equipment, and takes care of the people who depend on their outdoor power equipment. With an 11,000 square foot shop, over $1 million in parts, and multiple trained technicians, Hillsboro Equipment will get you tuned up and ready to go. From the combines in the field to the lawnmower and chainsaw in your yard, they service it all, any make, any model. See the service experts at Hillsboro Equipment or call 489-2275.
Savor the flavor at Richland Locker with their unbeatable deals. Whole New York strip loins are just $6.48 per pound, and hand-cut New York strips are only $7.98 a pound. But that's not all. Discover a sea of Lent-friendly options, from shrimp to breaded walleye and haddock fillets to cod loins. And don't forget, fresh fish every Thursday afternoon. Richland Locker, where quality meets affordability. Hurry in and stock up on the best for your table.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center. ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Tomorrow marks 2 years since the Russian invasion of Ukraine, and today the White House is set to announce hundreds of new sanctions against Russia for that and the death of dissident Alexei Navalny. Tomorrow is the South Carolina primary. Former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley trailing Donald Trump badly in the polls, but says she will stay in the race regardless of the outcome. ABC's Alex Prochet has more from Charleston.
When you see a 30-point gap in the polls, it is indicative of where the winds are kind of blowing, if you will. But a lot of this also depends on turnout. And so I think, you know, while the former president has a 30-point lead right now, according to our 538 averages, a lot of this depends on how many people show up to this primary. And so that's what I'm going to be watching for turnout tomorrow.
AT&T is taking the blame for Thursday's major cell phone outage. Some thought it was a cyber attack. It wasn't. The carrier says it was a software update that went wrong. Still not clear how many of AT&T's customers were affected. This is ABC News. Back to work this morning at the trial of the armorer on the movie Rust, charged with manslaughter after a gun on the set went off, killing cinematographer Helena Hutchins.
During opening statements yesterday, prosecutors say Hannah Gutierrez-Reed was negligent in handling the prop guns and ammunition. Prosecutors accused Gutierrez-Reed of failing to notice she had at least one live round mixed in with the dummy rounds. The defense argued that Gutierrez-Reed was overwhelmed and rushed by producers who were concerned more with the speed of production than its safety. The defense also shifted blame to Alec Baldwin, the lead actor and co-producer on Rust, who was handling the gun when it went off. Baldwin has pleaded not guilty to recently refiled involuntary manslaughter charges. Defense attorneys insist Gutierrez-Reed is being made a scapegoat.
That's ABC's Andrew Dimbert. A Houston man has pleaded guilty to securities fraud after eavesdropping on his wife. Tyler Loudon made nearly $2 million in profits after making trades based on what he overheard from his wife, who worked for BP, while they were both working from home. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Get ready to light up the sky this 4th of July with Sky Inc. Pyro's Tax Return Presale. They're offering incredible deals at all consumer-grade fireworks. Pre-order now and get a 10% discount. This is a veteran-owned business. Secure your stash now, and they'll store your fireworks until the last week of June. It's the perfect way to turn your tax return into a dazzling display of celebration. Call or text 870-214-8247 to pre-order and snag the best deals on fireworks. Plus, for an extra splash of excitement, they're offering private shows. Make this 4th of July unforgettable with Sky Inc. Pyro, where the celebration begins with a bang. Call or text 870-214-8247 now to light up your Independence Day. For today, some light snow could accumulate up to a dusting or so, a temperature that will fall from the 40s on down to tonight's low of 15. Clearing and cold for this evening. Saturday, 39, partly cloudy and becoming breezy. Saturday night, 30 for a low, that is, and Sunday's high, 50 degrees. Monday, 58. Right now, WRCO, we have had some light flurries. This morning, it is 37 degrees. We appreciate you joining us. Some programming notes to kick it off here. So we'll be going to state wrestling tournament coverage, full-fledged coverage, in about an hour or so. We'll join the fellows at the Kohl Center. We also will be going to the Kohl Center in just a little bit because we understand Emma Haney will be on the mat this morning from Richland Center. So we'll catch that match here in the next hour and then go to coverage on 100. 100.9 WRCO again in the 11 o'clock hour and throughout the day and in the weekend. Tonight we'll have girls basketball. We're going to Highland and then back and forth to Madison, so we'll stay pretty busy in that regard, and then the state wrestling tournament tomorrow as well. And don't forget, Brewer Baseball, first game of the year, the broadcast, well, actually the first spring game, it's tomorrow on WRCE. It'll be sweet to hear those warm sounds emanating from Arizona.
100.9 WRCE.
Say goodbye, see you around. We turn our backs, then turn back around. We break up, we make up, and we make love. We can't seem to let go, girl. So I'm coming over, running every red light to hell with the closure. Save it for another time. Try not to think about you, but it ain't working. Why put out the fire when it's time. Try not to think about you, but it ain't working. Why put out a fire that's burning? I'm coming over, running every red light to hell with the closure. Save it for another time. Try not to think about you, but it ain't working. Why put out a fire when it's still burning? Just when I think moving on's getting closer. No red.
patience. Nobody calling me up saying, where you at, man? We waiting. We can keep it on chill. I get a little obnoxious. Go ahead and get your freak on. Ain't nobody gonna stop us. Girl, just the essentials. You and me, a little Smith works rocking out this residential. Got a yellow back door porch party light. Got a speaker in the window playing very wide. You and me out here sweating, stargazing. Gonna bring it back in, break the candles out. Get the mood turned on and the lights out. Lose a little something black and lacy in the couch at the house.
Shelton on WRCO at the house. Just underway here with some tunes for you. And then coming up, we'll talk to Mike Clemens. We'll talk sports all about Wisconsin and what's happening and some of the top headlines from this week in Badger State sports. That's coming up. This is Trey Calloway.
I see you making eyes at this sweet little honey. Mind full of wishes, a pocket full of money, thinking white picket fence, 09 yards, before you get yourself down the road that far. Let me tell you where you are, man, you're working on your next broken heart. She's Miss, she's Miss, she's Miss Gone by morning. Yeah, she's a hurricane come and gone before you hear that warning. Brother, forget about forever bound. Well, ain't no man gonna town. She's an empty glass while you're still pouring. Ain't no happy ever after ending to your story. Well, you might be sad for a while, but you're gonna wake up with a big old smile. Cause she's Miss, she's Miss, she's Miss Gone by morning. Yeah, she's a hurricane coming gone before you hear that warning. Brother, forget about forever bound. Well, ain't no man gonna hold her down. That sweet little lady's broken every heart in this town. Here we go. Oh, come on now. Be together with you in her arms and holding on. Like I was betting that she'd never leave me, always be together with me, then I won't come alone. She's Miss, she's Miss, she's Miss Gone by morning. She's a hurricane come and gone before you hear that warning. Brother, forget about forever bound. Ain't no man gonna hold her down. Broken every heart in this town. Well, now that sweet little lady's broken every heart in this town. You're gonna miss. You're gonna miss. Miss Gone by Morning.
get ready.
This week, Staples has deals so good, you're going to want to sit down. Are you sitting? I'll wait. Great. Right now, during Staples Sit-A-Thon, you can save up to $180 on select chairs. That's up to $180 off desk chairs, up to $180 off computer chairs, and up to $180 off gaming chairs. So hurry into Staples now for the Staples Sit-A-Thon and grab a seat or two. Ends 3-2. In-store only. See associate for details.
Most of us can agree we should have the freedom to make our own medical decisions. Politicians should have no role at all, but not California mega millionaire Eric Hovde. Hovde said, "I am totally opposed to abortion, and I'm 100% pro-life." And he supported overturning Roe v. Wade, the court case that protected abortion rights. Hovde's been supported by Wisconsin Right to Life, an extreme anti-abortion group that supports banning abortion, even in cases of rape and incest, and threatens doctors and nurses with criminal charges for providing abortion care. With views like that, Hovde could be a crucial vote in favor of a national abortion ban, letting politicians decide what's right for women. Call Eric Hovde at his California office at 714-730-4444. Tell him his position on abortion is dangerous for Wisconsin women. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Hi there, folks. This is John at Napa in Richland Center and Boscoville. It's that time of year to get your filters at unbelievable low prices. Whether you need filters for cars, trucks, mowers, industrial equipment, March 1st through the 15th is the time to get them. So get your list together now and come see us. Also, great pricing on hydraulic oil and greases. We have a full line of Milwaukee tools on hand and at great prices. Stop in today and check us out. Always free popcorn. We appreciate your business and look forward to seeing you soon.
Savor the flavor at Richland Locker with their unbeatable deals. Whole New York strip loins are just $6.48 per pound, and hand-cut New York strips are only $7.98 a pound. But that's not all. Discover a sea of Lent-friendly options, from shrimp to breaded walleye and haddock fillets to cod loins. And don't forget, fresh fish every Thursday afternoon. Richland Locker, where quality meets affordability. Hurry in and stock up on the best for your table.
A funeral service plays an important role in our lives. I'm Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Funerals help us acknowledge that someone we love has died. It's a time to say goodbye. Funerals provide a support system for us and for our friends and family members and the community. And funerals allow us to reflect on the meaning of life and death. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has helped create meaningful funerals since 1889. Learn more at prattfuneralservice.com.
Sunshine and Giggles has the philosophy that children learn through play. Sunshine and Giggles staff will strive to develop a stimulating, inviting classroom atmosphere in which children are free to explore and learn at their own pace. Sunshine and Giggles Child Care Center is now enrolling children 6 weeks to 12 years. For more information, please call 608-649-5501. Sunshine and Giggles in Richland Center.
Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation.
WRCO. Session number 2 at the Kohl Center in Madison features consolation round action in both Division 1 boys and in the girls tournament. And our focus turns to senior Emma Hady of Richland Center. Emma won her first match yesterday with a pin time over freshman Addison Brown of Winneconne. And then in the quarterfinals last night, Emma Hady was defeated by Kaylin Whittier, a junior from Maquanago. Now in the consolation bracket, Emma Hady hopes to extend her tournament. She is a senior for Richland Center and wrestles another senior, Tatum Carey from Eau Claire North. David Wormand is with me. And David, take it away. Let's get a win for Emma Haiti.
All right. They're out there. They're shaking hands. They're ready to go. 1 minute on the clock. Keep in mind, these are all consolation matches, so they'll be 1-2-2 on the period. And Emma's in on a double leg takedown, trying to switch it to a single leg and try to get a dump. Keeps her hips underneath her, trying to get that leg up in the air. She gets that foot up in the air a little higher and get her opponent carried to the mat there, but she loses that, picks it back up. Carrie's doing a good job blocking that head, making it difficult for Emma, but Emma's persistent, keeping that leg, trying to get a jump. Now she gets down to the mat, and she pushes to a double leg. Maybe stretched out a little bit. She battles to keep coming in towards it, near the edge of the mat. Working her way up. Now she switches to a head outside. Going to get the takedown with 2 seconds on the clock. So a nice job for Emma Haney, taking the lead here at the end of the first period, 2-0.
Last year at state, Emma as a junior was a winner and lost twice. She did not place. So this is a big match for her as she tries to better what she did as a junior, pick up win number 2 here, and then be one match away from placing here in the girls' state tournament.
Tatum Carey of Eau Claire North deferred to Emma. Emma chose down to start the second period. Emma had to work hard in that whole first period, that whole 1 minute to get that takedown. But gives you a good boost of confidence going into the second period with a 2-0 lead, starting off the bottom here. Hopefully she can add to her score. But she's working for a reversal, coming up to her feet as Carey takes her back to the mat. Regroups, gets set on all fours there. Carey is riding the right side, working the arm bar. Carey's got the arm bar in the far wrist at the edge of the mat. Emma works up to her base, trying to come up, tripods up to 1 foot. As Carey takes her back to the mat. Carey's got that two-on-one right underneath. Now Emma gets her hands out front, gets back to her base. Trying to come around and get a switch, but they're going to continue to wrestle right on the edge of the mat as they let them wrestle it. Now Emma comes to her feet, got the hand control broken, gets the one escape here 1 minute to go in the second period. Up 3-0, Emma Hayden of Richmond Center, the senior, looking to move forward here. She's in control here. She's moving Carey around the mat. Good arm ties. Always stepping in to Carey. Always looking for an opening to get a takedown. There she dives in for a double leg again. Head inside. Trying to come up to her feet again. And now she gets the hips up off. Gets the 2 takedown. Now 5-0 with 20 seconds to go here in the second period.
Coach Darren Gunderson, now the Richland Center girls coach down there, Matt Side, along with Brian Thielman, enjoying what Emma Haiti is producing here, a 5-0 lead, closing moments of period number 2.
Yeah, she's been in control here as we do end the period. A couple nice takedowns and the escape, so going to be Carrie's choice now as she looks back to her coaching staff. She's going to go neutral. Well, Emma's going to try to get that escape again and get some more points on the board. Up 5-0 as she gets set in the bottom position. And Carey does a good tight waist, able to break her down, but Emma pops right back up. Carey gets her flattened out. She's working that arm bar underneath, tight waist ride. And Emma pushes back, gets up on her knees, continues to work from the bottom side here. Now she's got Carey pretty high there. She's got the arm. Trying to step over, she does. There's the 2 reversal for Emma and near fall. She's got plenty of time here, a minute 25 on the clock. She's looking for a pin here, and there it is. Emma Haiti gets a pin in the third period. It's going to be a 3 minute and 40 second pin.
Nice win for Emma Haiti, her second one of the tournament, her 30th of the season. As she moves one match away now, she needs to win one more match, and then she'll be guaranteed to place anywhere from 3rd through 6th here at the state tournament. To get 3rd place, she needs 3 more wins. Next match time for Emma, approximately 1:45 this afternoon. Her brother Ethan will be wrestling prior to that. And we should update you on a final in the girls' 100-pound division. Ava Lord, a junior for Dodgeville, wrestled Catherine Cook of Freedom. Cook coming into this tournament with 41 victories as a freshman. And in the consolation bracket, it's Cook over Ava Lord, the daughter of Dodgeville coach Ryan Lord, one-time state champion for the Ithaca Bulldogs. But Ava is knocked from the tournament in the consolation bracket. She will not wrestle again this year.
I would tell you Emma's next opponent is going to be Megan Chinaman from Plymouth as she gets a victory by pin in 156.
Hope you're enjoying our coverage from the Kohl Center in Madison. This is State Tournament Friday on WRCO Sports.
Thanks, Bill and David. We'll join them full-time coming up next hour as we find a few more local wrestlers on the mat. From WRCO Radio, the Daily Dose is coming up. This is Keith Urban.
One, two, three, baby, don't think twice. Just like that, you got a brand new life. Hop in this truck, run through the red lights. Yeah, where you wanna go, baby, name the town. We could go up and north, we could head down south. Roll down the windows with the radio loud. Come on, turn it up, yeah. Start living your life on the double. Leave your troubles behind. You and me, we're gonna be alright. You could be a blackbird on a country street, hiding from the world with a broken wing, but you better believe you're gonna fly with me. And you could be a songbird from a New Orleans, scared of the rain, just as scared to sing, but you better believe you're gonna fly with me. Well, here we are, baby, in the back of my bed. Sun's going down, sky's turning red, stars coming out. Been a while since I heard you laugh and I seen that smile, felt that kiss, and I could get used to this. Baby, I could get used to this. Cause you could be a blackbird on a country street, hiding from the world with the broken wing, but you better believe you're gonna fly with me. Ooh. You could be a songbird from the New Orleans, scared of the rain, just scared to sing, but you better believe.
Talking to Mike Clemens, a little bit of sports. Also, we've moved up our time to talk to Mr. Tony Johnson and your chance to win from Center Cinema Twins. He'll be talking a little bit later on this hour as well, so as not to interrupt any of the local wrestlers on the mat next hour. So that's coming up from WRCO-FM. It's 38 degrees.
Mitch Anthony here with today's Daily Dose. What do dirty hands have to do with happy hearts? Writer Jim Sulish has some interesting insight on that question. He writes, "Most of the really happy people I know get their hands dirty all the time. They garden or cook or refinish furniture. They touch basic materials that are closer to life than objects that are prefabbed, pre-programmed, pre-processed, and predisposed to minimize tactile stimulation. Sulish goes on to tell about a canoe his father built and the joy he saw that creation bring. A whole lot more joy than you could get by plunking down a few $100s to buy a canoe. Some people long to have enough money to have everything done for them. They miss the point. It is the creator, the doer, the fixer, the builder that possesses the greater joy. For it is this person that has put their hands to the task and helped to change it from non-existent or a broken state to one of usefulness or beauty. That which we nurture with our hands will bring happiness to our heart. A key to life enjoyment, then, is a willingness to get our hands dirty. This is Mitch Anthony reminding you once again that life is whatever you make it. The Daily Dose is proud to be sponsored by the R Extra Mile, a charity that uses your extra airline miles to help cancer patients get where they need to go for treatment. As my family has learned, being ill can take a toll not only physically, but financially as well. With lost wages, chemotherapy, insurance deductibles, and travel costs, there is additional stress. The R Extra Mile is seeking donors of airline miles to help patients to find providers like the Mayo Clinic. You can help by contacting the R Extra Mile. Write gifts at rextramile.org, rextramile.org.
What would you do with an entire extra day? This year is leap year. I bet you forgot we had an extra day this year. This is Jamie at J.J. Walsh Jewelers, and we know what we're doing with an extra day. We're having an amazing event. We're having a make an offer sale. That's right, you find an item you like, and you tell us what you think a reasonable price is that you'd like to pay. Don't offer if you don't want to buy it, though. We want serious shoppers only to take advantage of this crazy offer. Also, if your offer is silly, we will counteroffer. All sales final. Thursday, February 29th only. J.J. Walsh Jewelers, downtown Richland Center.
Winter is the season at Vitesnik Power Sports for snowmobiles and boat shows. Beat the crowds and the admission at our in-house boat show, February 23rd to the 25th. Come see the great deals from brands like Tracker, SunTracker, Ranger, Regency, Nitro, Tahoe, Triton, and Sea-Doo. Our clearance models won't last long. Join us at Vitesnik's in-house boat show, February 23rd to the 25th. Vitesnik Power Sports, Richland Center, and Vitesnik.com.
Attention farmers and folks in need of quality supplies. Engine Creek Farm Store has got you covered. Located at 11678 Yuba Drive, Hillsboro, Wisconsin, Engine Creek Farm Store is your local oasis for all things farm and machinery supplies. From essential tools to supplies that keep your farm running smoothly, they've got it all. And guess what? Engine Creek Farm Store goes beyond the farm. You can also pick up some rugged clothes and boots for those hardworking days. Give them a call at 608-528-4001.
Are you really getting the best collision repair service when insurance companies choose one for you? Your choice is simple. Choose Classic Auto Body in Spring Green. Don't let your insurance company fool you. You can choose the body shop for your repairs. With Classic Auto Body, you get twice the value. Nationally acclaimed quality at a reasonable body shop rate. Your choice is simple. Classic Auto Body located on Highway 14, Spring Green. 588-7399. That's 588-7399. Classic Auto Body, home of the Ring Brothers.
Mike Clemens joins us on WRCO. We have lots to talk about. Mike, we're going to talk right away about the Brewers and the signing of Brandon Woodruff. Were you excited to see that?
Well, I know the players were. And I tell you what, yeah, you know, some of the beat reporters, too, because Woodruff is just such a great personality in there. You know, the last couple of years, they thought it was going to be Corbin Burns and Brandon Woodruff as their one and two starters, and this was going to get them deep into the playoffs, maybe back to a World Series. And it's about a year ago at this time that he's in spring training, and all of a sudden he injures his right shoulder. Something goes in the right shoulder. And so they thought, you know, let it rest, and we'll see if, you know, if we can bring him back without having to go to surgery, because they felt, you know, really good that maybe this was could be a playoff-bound team. And sure enough, you know, the rehab works. He takes his time, and they bring him back for a few games. He's down in Miami, and all of a sudden he feels something in the shoulder again. And so they check it out, and he has this tearful press conference just as they're about to be in the playoffs to say, I can't pitch. You know, I've injured it again, and I'm probably going to have surgery now to go in there and repair this thing. And it was very emotional. because he, you know, he's this close to getting to the playoffs. And so, you know, things move on. Craig Counsell leaves the team and goes to the Cubs. And then a couple weeks ago, they decide not to bring back Corbin Burns. They trade him to the Baltimore Orioles to get something for him. And Burns, good pitcher, very smart guy, very talented. At times, though, you know, kind of on an island, you know. Whereas Woodruff is very much the clubhouse guy. And so, but the Brewers, they didn't tender him either. He has the surgery in October, and so as he explained to us, he let us call him on a Zoom call. He said, "Yeah, you know, hey, I was surprised. We got a whole bunch of offers, and some of them were really good. And I was, you know, this is going to be a tough decision, but we're working on that with my agent." All of a sudden, the Brewers call back about a month or so later, just as he was about to sign with somebody else. They came back with a new offer to bring him back. And so he's got a deal now. He's got a two-year deal with a third-year option where it's pretty much understood. You know, his doctor will make the decision, but the surgery's been so good so far. He flew to Maryvale immediately to have a physical so the Brewers could confirm what his progress is. And, you know, he'll be on the DL right now for at least 60 days. And the doctor will make the final decision when he comes back. But let's say he's just in the clubhouse helping out the young pitchers throughout this year, and then he'll be back next year to help out Pat Murphy and the gang.
Awesome. The other big news is Jeff Hafley, new defensive coordinator. On paper, Mike, this looks like a pretty good hire.
Yeah, you know, to me, I said, "Are you sure you want to fire Joe Barry? And you know, who are you going to replace him with?" You know, people say, "Mike, did you see the Buccaneers game? Did you see Baker Mayfield just tear up that defense and not make in-game adjustments?" I go, "Yeah, yeah, I know, but you know, you could get worse. You know, you could get worse." And Joe Barry didn't have Jair Alexander for most of the season at corner. He didn't have Eric Stokes practically at all. He had a bunch of young guys in the secondary. He had Devondre Campbell, his inside linebacker, injured. So Joe Barry didn't get a very good hand dealt to him last year to try and win some of those games. But they move on, and they get this guy named Hafley, who has been in college and NFL. He was at Pitt when Darrell Revis, one of the best corners ever, I think he's already now in the Hall of Fame, was there. And so he's been around some great defensive backs and learned a lot from the game. Then he gets into the NFL, and he's working with the Jets and Mike Pettine, who then gets a head coaching job with the Browns and takes him with him. And then he's also a coach for a while for the 49ers. Guess who he worked with at a couple of those teams? Mike LaFleur, the younger brother of Matt. So you see, Matt LaFleur has been, you know, has this intelligence on these guys, and you know, can add them to his depth chart, you know, to his list if he needs a replacement. He goes on to Boston College and coaches there for 4 years through COVID and all that. And at this point, LaFleur says, you know, here, brings this guy in, interviews him, and he's about the same age as Matt, wife and two kids, and I just think that these two guys will connect, and he feels he's got a more of an administrative guy who also specializes in the secondary. And that's who the new defensive coordinator is. A new voice for the Packers as well, and maybe a guy that can have a better relatability to some of the players.
The other one in the news was former quarterback Sean Mannion. They hired him, too, as an assistant, didn't they?
Yeah, so Sean Mannion has been a backup quarterback. You know, he was a backup quarterback to the Rams and Jared Goff. Well, one of the assistants that year was Matt LaFleur working under Sean McVay. Remember, that team went to the Super Bowl but lost to the Patriots in a low-scoring game. And then Mannion gets a job as a backup to Kirk Cousins with the Vikings, also had a bit of a stop with the Seattle Seahawks. But after, when Kirk Cousins went down with a torn Achilles in the first game against the Packers in Lambeau, then the Packers went back up to Minnesota, played the Vikings, were able to beat them. You know, Mannion, you know, didn't have a lot of weapons around him, and he's a backup quarterback. They crossed the field, and Mannion came up to LaFleur and said, "Hey, listen, man, you know, good to see you. They worked together in L.A. He said, "I'm thinking about getting a coaching." And LaFleur said, "Well, you keep me posted." So it's the NFC Championship, and LaFleur says, "You know, I'm in the office. I'm not really paying attention to the 49ers and Lions." And he said, Mannion calls and says, "Hey, I got an interview with the Chicago Bears. Would you go over, you know, review my presentation?" "Sure." So he does it over a Zoom call, and Matt says, "That's great. Why don't you bring that up to Green Bay?" Okay, well, I got to meet with the Bears. So he meets with the Bears. He does his presentation for Matt Eberflus. Then he goes up to Green Bay, and LaFleur hired him on the spot.
Wow.
So LaFleur could hardly wait to tell that story. That I don't know why they let him out of the building, but he's with the Green Bay Packers now. And you know, it's just hysterical. Hmm. It's just hysterical. So, you know, Matt took the opportunity to reveal that story and take a little shot at the Bears. And so he's made him one of the assistant coaches. I think he'll be kind of a guy in training to be a quarterback's coach and maybe another position coach and offensive coordinator. But, yeah, he thinks he's a pretty sharp, you know, he always liked the way he prepped when they worked together. And sometimes that can lead to a job opportunity down the road. And as for Sean Mannion, here's a guy who clearly has a decision. Let's see. Do I go to Chicago with Justin Fields and Matt Eberflus, who's probably going to get fired by the first week of December? Or do I go out to Green Bay and work with Jordan Love and work for Matt LaFleur? I think I'll take the Packers.
Mm-hmm. You know, you're forgetting Caleb Williams in that question.
Well, that could be a great opportunity. That is, if Caleb agrees to go to Chicago, right? I mean, he may pull a Manning deal.
Mm-hmm. Eli, exactly.
Eli, yeah.
Yeah. So the Bucs, I noticed in the power rankings, they've dropped like all the way to 12th. That's probably warranted the way they've played, but how do you look at it now as they get ready for the weekend?
Tonight, they're going to play the Minnesota Timberwolves, who actually are at the top of the Western Conference right now, and they're going to play up in Minneapolis. And when we last checked in with our Bucs, they had just gotten blown out and it looked really bad. And on top of that, Doc Rivers makes this comment at the end of the press conference. He's talking about he's breaking down the game and talking about things where they failed. And he says, "You know, I don't know. Half these guys act like they're still here and they're trying, and the other half like they're already on the plane to Cabo, like they're going to Cabo St. Lucas for their All-Star break." And it's like, you don't say that, man. But, you know, people that have covered Doc Rivers in the past say, yeah, same old Doc. Same old, this is what he does, man. He's detailed, but sometimes, you know, like the surgeon, he cuts a little too deep. And then he goes on a series of interviews during the All-Star break, and when he tells stories like this, and, you know, I think I sent you that tape, he goes, we found out after Adrian Griffin was fired after only 43 games into the season, but they had been using Doc Rivers as a consultant last November or so. So now the Bucs, he gets a phone call from the Bucs, and they say, "Hey, listen, we fired Adrian. Would you like to be, you know, the next head coach?" Wait a minute, you what? You fired him? He admitted that he was shocked that they'd fired Adrian Griffin, and they said, "Yeah, you want to be the next coach?" He goes, "Okay, are you sure you want to do this?" And he said that the owner's reply was, "Look, it's already done. You know, do you want to take the job?" And he said, "So there was some hesitation at first."
Wow, what a bombshell, huh?
I mean, what? So that's the team you've got coming back in tonight. You know, with Giannis and those guys. Will they, you know, strap it up and figure out a way and how to work out the bugs in their new defense and just go back to shooting freely and? Maybe some of them are rested up from their trip to Cabo, or do you have more drama? Because right now they're 3-7, and they've dropped to third place. They're 9 games now behind the Celtics since Doc Rivers took over as the new head coach of the Milwaukee Bucks.
Well, good stuff, Mike. I think they're going to bounce back personally, but a long way to go, that's for sure.
Anything can happen. That's the whole thing, right?
Right.
Anything can happen right now.
You bet. Thanks for joining us this week.
Thanks, Phil. Have a good weekend.
You bet. Mike Clemens joining us on WRCO Sports.
Don't miss the annual Driftless Area Deer Classic, Saturday, February 24th from 9 to 5 at the Richland Center Community Center. Bring in your deer head to be entered for a chance to win a gun. Enjoy interesting vendors, bucket and gun raffles, a trail camera photo contest. Sheds are welcome but will not be scored. Come enjoy food and beverages. Admission is just $5, kids 12 and under free. Pre-register Friday night, February 23rd from 5 until 9, or Saturday from 9 until noon. For more information, phone 475-4963. The Driftless Area Deer Classic, Saturday, February 24th at the Richland Center Community Center.
celebrate at Dunkin' in Richland Center with something new. Now introducing the Frosty Red Velvet Specialty Donut, a red velvet cake base topped with vanilla flavor icing and cream cheese flavored sprinkles, promising a rich and delightful experience. Wash it down with the all-new White Hazelnut Bark Coffee, a drink inspired by fans' adoration for toasted white chocolate swirl. The drink marries the flavors of warm toasted hazelnut with the sweetness of creamy white chocolate flavor to create an inviting drink regardless of whether it's served hot or iced. And remember, Richland Center runs on Dunkin'.
Gunderson Boscobel Area Hospital and Clinics proudly welcomes family nurse practitioner Karen Lomas to our growing primary care team. With local roots and a diverse nursing background, Karen is passionate about helping patients reach their health goals through personalized care and support. Visits with Karen include wellness exams, women's health, acute illnesses, and management of chronic medical conditions. To schedule an appointment with Karen, call Gunderson Boscobel today.
Tony Johnson from Center Cinem Twins and the Starlight 14 Drive-In is our guest. Tony, boy, we're getting through February pretty quickly, aren't we?
It's like a blink. It's like a one-week month, it feels like. But we're excited. And I'm always excited for new movies, but we're inching closer. So next weekend we'll have Dune, and we're also bringing, it's a WRCO request, we're going to have The Beekeeper. So look for our updates on that this weekend, showtime specific for that. So we're always willing to take suggestions, and so we took one. So we're going to bring The Beekeeper in for a week, and also Dune is supposed to just blow the top off the movie industry, and really exciting. So if you haven't seen the first Dune, I think it's on Netflix or Amazon Prime or one of those streaming, but Dune 2 is supposed to be just amazing and probably win some awards.
Tony, what's showing this weekend at the theaters?
Yeah, we have an encore showing of Chosen, episode 4 through 6, and then we also have a second week of Anyone But You, and a second week of Madam Web. You can go out to richlandmovies.com for showtimes.
And it won't be long. You're going to be trying out the fair at the Outdoor Theater, right?
Absolutely, March 9th. And then we're tentatively, point on tentative for the end of March to open up for Ghostbusters, and we'll see kind of how the weather shakes out, but we're pretty lucky.
Well, hopefully it holds out. We've been lucky so far. You could have the outdoor open this weekend.
Absolutely. It is dry as a bone out there, so we're pretty excited, and we really want to get it open and for everybody to enjoy, because we got some great spring movies.
Awesome. And we want to send somebody to the movies, Tony. And so it's time for our favorite time of the week. That is Tony's tough trivia question. What do you have for us this week?
Yeah, this is a good one. I think it's a simple one. Well, one of the actors in Dune 2 is the great actor Christopher Walken. He's 80 now. Can you believe that?
No, I can't.
And I don't know if you can do a Christopher Walken impression. Can you, Phil?
I don't think so. You got to be kind of breathy and kind of scary, don't you?
Yes. He's great in Saturday Night Live skits, like with More Cowbell and just a myriad of movies. But he was in a movie in 1978, maybe with Robert De Niro, I believe Meryl Streep. And it's about something that happens in the, I don't know, fall, winter season here. It ties into that. What was that movie?
So with Meryl Streep, and you said also with
Robert De Niro.
Robert De Niro, okay.
Yeah, something that's pretty popular here.
Okay.
Kind of references that. What would that be?
All right. 608-647-4155. That's the contest line. And the winning answer wins a great prize from Center Cinema Twins. Tony, as always, thanks for joining us. Have a great weekend.
You bet. Thanks again.
You bet. Tony Johnson joining us for WRCO.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM Certified Service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM Certified Service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com.
Scott Industries is hiring for manufacturing positions in Muscadet, Wisconsin. Machine operators start at $15 per hour. You may earn $20 per hour or more through incentives. All night shifts receive a $2 per hour night bonus. work at modern state-of-the-art facilities, excellent profit-sharing plan, medical and life insurance, paid holidays and vacations. Apply at Scott Industries in Muscadet. Call 739-3171 for an appointment to fill out an application.
Hi there, folks. This is John at Napa and Richland Center and Boscoville. It's that time of year to get your filters at unbelievable low prices. Whether you need filters for cars, trucks, mowers, industrial equipment, March 1st through the 15th is the time to get them. So get your list together now and come see us. Also, great pricing on hydraulic oil and greases. We have a full line of Milwaukee tools on hand and at great prices. Stop in today and check us out. Always free popcorn. We appreciate your business and look forward to seeing you soon.
Hi, this is Mark Jelenic at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. We understand the loss of a loved one is a complicated and stressful time for surviving family members. We pride ourselves on making final arrangements convenient and stress-free. Our services and memorial facilities have been designed with your family's comfort and convenience in mind. We are equipped to meet all of your requests, allowing you time to connect with family and friends while celebrating and reflecting on your loved one's life. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service's dedicated funeral directors and staff are here for you.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects. And with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong. The weather is so unpredictable, but you can count on Town & Country TV and Appliance in Richland Center. Shop the Winter Price Meltdown and save store-wide on Maytag, Whirlpool, and KitchenAid home appliances. They deliver and install in Richland Center and surrounding communities. Visit them at 2490 Highway 14 next to Goodwill, 8 to 5 Monday through Friday, or visit them online at townandcountryrc.com. That's townandcountryrc.com.
All right, still no winner in trivia just yet. Tony's tough trivia question. We've had some guesses. Folks heard the name Meryl Streep, and we're guessing a few of her movies, and she has quite a few. But this is one that she was featured in, along with Robert De Niro, and Christopher Walken was in there, John Savage as well. 1978 film. The mystery film today, 608-647-4155. The winning answer wins a pass to an upcoming film at the Center Cinema Twins. Here's Lauren Elena.
Juicy Georgia peach and some faded blue denim. Jumping in them Wranglers, barely getting in them. Buttons hanging on, thank God they ain't giving. Flaunting what we got like we do it for a living. Dressed to kill, to the nines. I got your back, and you got mine. We're thicker than our accents, thicker than our hair. Thicker than the Georgia and Louisiana air. Thicker than molasses. We're thick as thieves, we're thick as thieves. Blessed by the cornbread mama's been fixing. Got them boys buzzing more than Pabst Blue Ribbon. Busting out the tin like some Pillsbury biscuits. How we got in them, that's some Tybo fitness. Little right kick, left kick, shimmy, shimmy, shimmy. Bell bottom high, gimme, gimme, gimme. We're thicker than shimmy, shimmy, bell bottom high rise. Gimme, 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 little rise.
Hey, ladies, what's that Georgia shimmy, boy shimmy, say about us country girls?
Bell bottom high rise.
What is something about
gimme, gimme,
shaking
gimme,
little
country girls?
Shake it for me,
shimmy, shimmy, shimmy,
shake it for me,
bell bottom high.
have found our winner today. Jim Bell is the winner. Way to go, Jim. The movie in question, The Deer Hunter. There you go. 1978 American epic war drama film, which was highly acclaimed, and it's been featured on lists of the best films ever made. So, quite the cast, supporting cast, and of course, the film that helped make Christopher Walken a bit of a star. He always kind of plays that that kind of creepy guy, although he's done some comedic roles as well. As Tony mentioned, probably the all-time best comedic role is a Saturday Night Live, He Needs More Cowbell. That's maybe the best, I don't know, Saturday Night Live skits. It might be one of the best ones of all time, if not the best. Certainly one of the better of the later ones, and Will Ferrell in there. And what really makes that, too, is how hard they were laughing in the background, you know, to try not to laugh. And I remember seeing an interview with Jimmy Fallon, and he was saying that they would get in a lot of trouble. And Lorne Michaels, a producer of Saturday Night Live, he would just say, you can't not lose it. You can't lose it. And they get in trouble if they would. And it was just so hard for them to keep from laughing in that stupid scene where, well, Will Ferrell's jumping up and down with a sweater that doesn't quite cover his belly, and Christopher Walken saying he needs more cowbell. So, yeah, good stuff. Thank you for joining us today at WRCL. Jim Wins from Center Cinema Twins. And we have some fun with movie trivia each and every Friday. We'll be going to the Kohl Center next hour here to see what's going on, what's for lunch with William and David and the whole gang. Right now, Toby Keith.
She left the yellow rose and a long neck bottle on the table beside my bed, with a short little note said I had a good time and was written in lipstick red. She didn't sign her name. That she keeps, ooh, she's walking around in my sleep, dream walking, pillow talking, she's calling my name again. Day's breaking, I ain't waking up, I'm sleeping in. I'm on a roll now, I gotta know how this dream. Summer, but every night she comes back, just like smoke through the keyhole, she slips in so silently. Ooh, she's walking around in my sleep, dream walking, pillow talking, she's calling my name again.
more cowbell, baby.
I'd be doing myself a disservice, and every man